Three more, three more. Come on. Up. Up. Got it. Get it. Come on. Well, everybody. Good job.
It's harder than we all expect to keep our New Year's resolutions. And the beginning of January seems like a long way away already. Here at Fitness First in Conswater, people are already tailing off.
A lot of people, like, say, expect to see, like, say, massive differences in no time at all. It can be done, but they're not used to being that dedicated for it.
So what I'm wondering is whether it's absolute madness for people to sign up to an annual contract for a gym. Is it just a way of gyms tricking us and getting our money? Or is it really a motivator? Is it what gets us down there because we don't want to lose out on money we've already spent? In the weightlifting section of the gym here, there's a young man who I will call Exhibit A.
I've been here a member for the past about year, but like last year was always like in and out and stopping, but this year I'm determined to do it.
Okay, so last year, did you sort of sign up for the year membership wise?
I signed up for the year, yeah, but then like I just lost interest, but now I want to stick at it and go at it. No, I didn't really get my money's worth, but this year I'm going to make sure I do.
Yep, you heard him correctly. Despite admitting that he didn't get his money's worth last year, he's just signed up for another year's membership. But Kelly, one of the personal trainers here, says that for lots of people, it's actually that idea that they've already spent the money that gets them down here.
When people sign up, you know, if they don't go, they're right, next month I'm going to go every week because I'm still paying, and then the same thing month after month after. Whereas if it's pay weekly, they'll go, okay, I can't be bothered tonight, so I'll just not go. Whereas if you pay it up, there's more chance you will go.
I mean, for you as a gym, as a company, yeah. I suppose once people have paid in January, does it matter to you whether they come back or not? Because you've got them signed up, them hooked.
So I would much rather all my clients showed up for the day and, you know, I was on the gym floor flat out, really busy, then going, oh great, somebody's cancelled, so I'm just going to put my feet up for an hour. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really help anybody and they're not getting results out of it. And if that happens more often, then there's a good chance that they're not seeing results. They're not going to want to keep personal training.
So I'm crossing over to the other side of Belfast now, away from Conswater towards the Boucher Road, to see whether the same thing is true here.
My name's Niall McHugh. I'm the co-owner of CrossFit Belfast Gym. We don't do a long-term contract, so we go month to month, because basically if you're not using it, we don't want you to be wasting money. So we charge more than the typical gym, but that's because we want you to get value.
Surely if people have signed up, they've paid the money, does it really matter to you whether they turn up or not?
Well, it just depends. I've worked in that kind of big health club industry for 5-6 years, and what didn't sit right with me, that people sign up for a year and then they, you know, I've not heard of people never even going in once, just the nerves kick in or whatever, and they never set foot in the gym. So you're talking about a membership base of upwards of 4,000 people.
And the reality is, if they do have 4,000 members and they all turned up, it would be...
Yeah, they couldn't cope, you know.
It would be a disaster. Their business model's kind of based on the fact that people won't come.
Yeah, they don't want you to attend the gym, and that's the kind of the message that they're sending out, you know, so...
But here, if all your members turned up at once, if they all turned up for the class right now, would you be able to deal with them?
We'd work something out, so who would? Yeah, we'd get everybody exercising.